decompose process elements into the supply chain value streams to industry-specific level, for example, score DS level 4. With completed process maps at the industry-neutral process element level, for example, score DS level 3, and ERP transaction scope maps, the project team is ready to start defining these processes in yet more detail. This corresponds to score DS level 4 and below, which are levels for the industry's or the organization's specific supply chain management processes, such as the theory of constraints or ERP system functionality. They are not defined in score DS for this reason. Exhibit 3-14 revisits the score DS graphic that shows the distinction between these levels. Exhibit 3-14. Score DS process elements are at level 3. Level 4 decomposes process elements. Project teams use the following steps to define these process elements. Research best practices in the disciplines related to the project, such as by reading textbooks and white papers, exploring respected websites, or having discussions with experts. Determine if any as-is processes are considered best practices and should be retained. Map where these fit on the Level 3 process map. Determine a logical and consistent numbering convention for Level 4 elements, such as by adding a decimal point to the related score DS Level 3 process and assigning a unique identifier to each subprocess. For example, F2.10, ship product, could have F2.101, transmit ASN as a substep. Add new best practices identified in the research to the Level 3 process map using the same numbering convention. Add ERP transaction codes to the map for each Level 3 process to help when defining process names and process inputs and outputs. Create a storyboard of each step in the process to provide a visual walkthrough of the process. ERP process steps can be storyboarded with a series of screen captures. Draft location or methodology-specific process elements, for example, score DS level 4, using the storyboard and identified best practices. See consensus on the to-be process map, to-be narratives, and storyboard with the project team, the project manager, and extended stakeholders. In addition to gaining agreement on solution features, scope the change in terms of process changes, policy changes, software configuration changes, or the need for new software or related technology infrastructure. Revise the process maps, processes, storyboards, and so on based on feedback. Create a mock-up and/or prototype of the new process. For processes that occur in ERP or other information systems, create the prototype in a sandbox testing environment so as not to disrupt the live system. Test scenarios using the organization's data. Storyboarding is used in movie making to visually depict each scene and to show how the storyline progresses through various milestones. It is essentially a type of outline that guides the detail work so that the story has a coherent plot. Storyboards have been extended to other areas of design. For example, storyboards are frequently used in lean manufacturing to indicate the problem, approach, and solution. Storyboarding is a visual method of showing what is going to be built. Storyboarding can be applied to transformation projects to create a visual walkthrough of a detailed process. This ensures that the process as a whole makes sense and the details can integrate. Storyboards can provide an easy way to understand the first draft of a level 4 process. A storyboard for a transformation is typically a series of screen captures from the ERP or other information system intended to provide a visual tour of the process. The goal is to document the features and functionality of the to-be process from start to finish. The storyboard plus the process maps, geographic maps, to-be narrative, RACI charts, business rules, automation goals, performance goals, risk assessments, and resource and skill requirements all should be considered together. The storyboard can serve as a map to tie these elements together and ensure that the order of operations and inputs and outputs make sense. For example, some functions that are mapped as occurring sequentially might be performed in parallel on the same ERP transaction screen. The names of transaction screens, entry fields, and so on can also be used in the design documents to minimize miscommunication. Getting screen captures of a to-be process or testing a mock-up requires some preparation work on the part of the transformation design team in earlier phases. The design team will need IT support to set up a sandbox environment that has access to organizational data but will not impact the live system. Given this, the project team will need one or more configuration experts for the information systems in question to set up the to-be processes. ERP configuration can be time-consuming, so the project manager needs to ensure that this does not become a blocker. For example, it will not be possible to progress through the various transaction screens if a drop-down entry field on a screen has no underlying data to select from. Conversely, if the sandbox environment is developed earlier, it tends to speed later team and stakeholder consensus building for to-be changes. Sample Incorporated creates ERP storyboards as well as storyboards for a cloud-based customer relationship management, CRM system that customers have agreed to use for collaborating on ordering and fulfillment to ensure that proper discounts, inventory levels, and collaborative forecast order sizes can be automatically considered. Then they map these processes by deciding to extend the SCORE DS terminology. They also list the CRM system codes, the SO #... codes in Exhibit 3-15. Exhibit 3-15 shows the execution portion of the CPFR process, here narrowed down to just the subset of execution involving customer order placement. Note how the project team specifically created the new process 02.23, validate order size and timing constraints to allow the collaborative forecast from CPFR to be factored into what is otherwise still a fairly conventional ordering process. 02.23 sets constraints on order size and timing based on the results of the collaborative forecast produced with the customer. Customers still want to have the ability to adjust order size within a certain range as needed. This process also allows the existing ERP and CRM processes to be used without too much new process development, saving significant development time. Exhibit 3-15, Sample, Incorporated CPFR Execution Level 4 Process Map Order Subset. A number of other details can be included in various to-be process flows. One might show a time phase repetitive process by creating a swim lane for each cyclical time period in a process cycle. For example, the Sample, Incorporated, and CostKing CPFR project teams also create a time phase level 4 process flow for the CPFR process to show the cadence of this monthly process among the various participants. This builds on the prior CPFR demand and supply management level 3 to-be process map shown earlier, but it also contains some execution tasks. Note that P4.5 is Communicate Final Transform and P5.5 is Communicate Final Fulfill. Exhibit 3-16, Sample, Incorporated to be CPFR planned by week. Note also that in many cases, process flowcharts contain decision points and approval steps. As an example, Exhibit 3-17 shows a simplified version of a Level 4 flowchart for getting an engineering change order approved and deployed. This example is unrelated to the running CFPR example. Exhibit 3-17, detailed new process for engineering change order and approval.